The Feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the truth, but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be dominion forever. Amen. I write you this briefly through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, exhorting you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Remain firm in it. The Chosen One at Babylon sends you greetings, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of today's readings: be loyal with our mission of preaching the good news. According to the tradition, the evangelist Mark is identified with John Mark. St. Peter, in the first reading, called Mark his child. Mark was Barnabas' cousin, Anepsios, Mary's children. This woman was Peter's friend, who lived in Jerusalem, and was an important member of the early church in Jerusalem. Peter came to her house after God's angel liberated him from prison. When a famine occurred in 45 to 46 AD, Barnabas and Paul, after fulfilled their mission in Jerusalem, brought Mark with them on their journey back to Antioch. Not long after that, when they started their first missionary journey, they brought Mark with them as a helper. According to the syntactical analysis, Mark might help them in the preaching of the good news. When they continued their mission from Perga to the center region of Asia Minor, Mark left them to come back to Jerusalem. Why did Mark come back to Jerusalem? No one exactly knew the reason. Some stipulated that Mark might be afraid of suffering. Paul could not forget this event, so he refused to take Mark with him in his second missionary journey. This refusal led to the separation between Paul and Barnabas. Paul continued on with his journey. Barnabas and Mark sailed to Cyprus. After this event, we lost the trace of Mark in the Acts until 10 years later, when Mark appeared as Paul's companion and followed Peter to Rome. According to Eusebius's Church History, written about 130 AD, Based on the position of an elder, Mark was an interpreter of Peter, hermeneutus, and concisely wrote down Peter's teaching, though not according to an order. Many suppose that the young man who ran naked from Gethsemane Garden when Jesus was seized is Mark. This is possible because his mother's house was in Jerusalem, the place where Jesus' disciple used to visit. The day of Mark's death is not certain. St. Jerome thought it was the 8th year of Nero's reign. St. Mark is the patron saint of Alexandria, Egypt, and Venice, Italy. An analysis of the first reading. The chosen one at Babylon sends you greetings, as does Mark, my son. God opposes the pride, but bestows blessings on the humble. Today's passage belongs to the exhorted part and the end of the first letter of Peter. These are very important advice for all the faithful. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Humility is one of the most important virtues which the faithful need to have. Without this virtue, they are easy to fall into the devil's trap and fail as Adam and Eve in the garden. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. Anxieties lead people to doubt God's love and providence and have no peace. To eliminate anxieties, people need to strongly believe in God's providence. He shall protect those who sincerely believe in his love. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Believing in God's providence is not meant that people do not have to work. Peter advised us to train ourselves to live temperately. In other words, people need to train for virtues in order to overcome temptations of the devil, the world, and one's own flesh. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your fellow believers throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. Faith needs to be tested by suffering as gold by fire. Everyone must go through such a process to show their faith in God. The victorious is the one who is solid in his faith, even though he must endure pain, suffering, and even death. The believer's reward is the eternal life. The faithful must suffer to test their faith before they can receive the eternal glory. St. Peter clearly said about the purpose of sufferings. The God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be dominion forever. Amen. God's grace is enough for the faithful to stand firm in sufferings. When facing heavy trials, instead of complaining against God and others, the faithful need to come to God to ask for grace so that they can be firm in their faith. Saint Peter, also Saint Paul, firmly believed that God's grace is enough to help the faithful to overcome all of their obstacles in life. Saint Peter said, "I write you this briefly through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, exhorting you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Remain firm in it." An analysis of the gospel. Jesus handed over the mission of preaching the good news to his disciples. Handing over his mission. Jesus said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not will be condemned." When Jesus resurrected and ascended, he fulfilled his mission of bringing salvation to humankind. Now he handed over the mission of preaching the good news for his disciples, so that they would bring this salvation to all who are living in the world through their preaching. In order to attain salvation, people need to believe in Christ and be baptized. Giving his disciples power to do miracles so people shall believe in them. Jesus promised to his disciples, "These signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons. St. Paul expelled the devil out of a servant at Philippi. They will speak new languages. The apostles spoke all the native languages at the Pentecost. They will avoid dangers. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will heal. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." This was performed by Peter, Paul, and many disciples. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the world through accompanying signs. The application in life. Be loyal to God until the end isn't easy, because we must face three powerful enemies: the devil, the world, and our own flesh. All of them are stronger than us. To overcome them, we need to train for virtues and to pray for God's grace. We must quickly rise up after each fall and continue to go forth. Moreover, we must help each other to be loyal in our vocation.